What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Yes, they think I'm alone. I'm not alone. They're just keeping quiet. Not alone. Woo. Those are sand traffic. They said traffic to go and disturb somebody. It didn't work.
If you tune in to the show this morning, you think that we once electrocuted.
You just hear the ding, ding, ding.
Especially that horrible one that sounds like Mommy woke up.
That's the special bell for you, baby.
I don't want that bell.
That bell specially made for you. Who do you think brought this bell?
You?
No, management is for you.
Management, if I catch you.
Good morning, Lagos.
Welcome to the show. It's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Good morning, Lagos. Right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and it's Friday.
See, the person that is saddled with the responsibility of switching the days Monday, Tuesday. You are doing it too fast. We just started Monday now. Now it's Friday. Please slow down a bit, okay? Thank you.
Yes.
It's an angel.
I need to make more money before next weekend.
Just a sweet. Yes. Today we saw Monday now. Look at this poor October that just started now. October is now 14.
Please don't call my month poor.
Okay, sorry. Rich October that just started. It's her birthday soon.
Yay.
Mainland Bridge, one lane.
Taking
it shut down.
Total shut down.
Please,
people should not be making threats that you can.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. See, leave it to us.
Are we protesting?
Canopy all the way. We will get order now.
Lagos State government does not allow that kind of rough play on Third Mainland.
They will give us. I know people.
Special request.
Yes.
People. Which people?
Eh?
You know people.
The wrong people. All right, it's 10:15. It's What's Up Lagos. It happens every day, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Mm-hmm. And we take you through 2 hours where you can just relax, get the facts, laugh about things, think about things, and get inspired to take the rest of the day in good stride. Yeah, that's what we do.
Okay, from now till 12 o'clock, it's Friday. We always let our hair down. We have a full house. Fancy Nancy is in the studio.
What's up,
Lagos? Number one. And that's the day you guys pray for me because women invade this studio.
Oh, please.
I love Friday.
Oh, and you like it.
If I perish, I perish.
I've never seen a man that, once you see women, your body's shaking.
No. Concentrate. No, shaking
as well. You couldn't even open the show well. Look at your life.
Wait. Okay, have you mentioned your name? How did you open the show well?
I've not opened. I was letting you open the show. Look at
your
life.
You're letting me open.
Look at it.
Look at my life that I like the fact that you want me to like men.
Yeah, you should like men too.
You?
Well, you don't like your daddy?
Well,
my daddy is not a man. My daddy is my father.
So is he?
Daddy.
Your daddy is not a man. Is he a woman?
My daddy is a father.
It's the same thing.
No. My daddy is not an ordinary man.
Do you not understand English? A man is male.
Mm-mm. A man.
Your father is also male.
My father is F-A-D-A.
Father.
Don't joke with that guy. The man will approach you like this and you know that you are in trouble. Baron, like this, you change. Baby girl, don't let me go into my interior.
I think I'm in the wrong place. But good morning, Lagos. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. I'm Mary Anakun. I don't know about this man that's in
my name
studio.
Is Stretch, S-T-R-E-T-C. They will deny me. They will deny you. They don't know you again. I'm a denied here. So go.
Anyway, it's time for us to sound off as usual. Sound off is that aspect of the show where we get to sound off on issues majorly economical, social, political, and sometimes issues and matters of the heart.
Yeah. Today is going to be short.
It's going to be a very short sound off because it's very important.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is sound off.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And it's sports. Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep updates.
All right, 18 minutes past. This is Sound Off. Well, a couple of weeks ago, a couple of days ago, we heard rumors were out there that the federal government was going to award, give some awards to some people. And Nance came out and said, we know that you're going to give the Minister of Education, we know you're going to give him an award. You shouldn't. And the federal government said, listen, guys, chill. We've not even said the people we're going to give the award to, and you're already making a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. And on the 11th, lo and behold, yes, the award, Commander of the Order of the Niger, was given, handed over to the Minister of Education. And Nance are coming out and saying, why? Are you rewarding this person for not being able to quell, to stop, to agree with ASUU, the 8-month-old strike that, grace of God, very soon to be, it will be fully called off? So now, Sound Off is looking into this and asking, what is an award? What is it supposed to be? Recognition for excellence. By the way, this award is the second highest in the, after GCON, is this one. So in other words, you don't give it to just anybody, vice president, speaker in the house. Those are the guys that get this. But this minister was saying, one of those that got this very esteemed award. And we're asking, what does this connote? What does this prognosticate? What does this betoken? Yesterday, you heard English, you are looking, because I'm speaking now. So what does this mean? What does it mean to give an award to someone? If I look at Mary and I say, I'm giving her award, the best female presenter in Lagos, it's because she earned it. I look at Fancy Nancy, the most efficient news editor in West Africa. She deserves it. Why will I give an award to someone who obviously has not been able to stand up and do what he is supposed to do in the field he's put in?
His hands were tied.
His hands were tied. So why would I give you, on what basis am I giving you that award?
Because you are a minister.
Huh?
Anyway, here's my take. That award, the National Honours Award, is like the biggest award in this country. It's an award that if you ever get wind of the fact that your name is on that list, you're so elated that you probably might not sleep until the day you get that award. And when you do get that award, you sleep with it because it stays with you forever.
Forever.
I remember when Obama was president of the United States, and that award he gave to Elaine, I remember it. Ellen DeGeneres, if that's how her name is pronounced. Yeah. It was something. Ellen is one of the most famous people in the U.S. on daytime TV. And when she got that honor from the president, it was out of this world, that the experience that she had. But let me tell you what I think about the national honors right now. It's become sweets that they share as party favors. It's become something that we give to our political friends. You know, why would I be giving a governor an award when he has not done anything outstanding? For example, why give a Benedict Ayade that kind of honors when Cross River State is now dead in the doldrums? It's gone back to the dark days. It's taken it back yeah. from where it was before 1999. It's taken it back there. This is a governor that brings a billboard and puts it here in Lagos and says Cross River is walking. But when you get to Cross River, you can't even walk through it. So it makes me really question if maybe now the national honors has become banjo.
Anybody banjo, can get, yeah.
In Jankara Market.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Alphabetical order. If your name is A, Anyadi, you get. So I'm just...
It's a joke. But I'm not in any way also flogging, because they were amazing people.
Lovely,
we
wonderful.
We took forever,
people.
Thank goodness, to honor the late Adadevo. Amazing woman who saved all our lives during the Ebola crisis. Mm-hmm. The very lovely and very hardworking Gozie Okonjo-Iweala, amazing.
Lots of people got...
The Amina Mohammed of this world. We appreciate all those
well
people.
Well deserved. We applaud
well
you.
Well deserved. And some of the people who have done great things in this country, amazing stuff. But now, when we look at that list and all the political friends...
There are names that should
of those in government that were given those awards. Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed, and I really wonder where we're headed. That's Sound Off. What's up, Lagos? It's live. Somebody stop me.
Yeah, I won't. All right, but you know, you're just lucky not to hear the conversations that go on behind.
Nah,
the
these
mic.
Guys, they're not okay.
Today was really good. So many exposés.
Mm-hmm. How can the same person be saying that Tupac is not dead?
No, but on a serious note, you don't know that for a fact.
We didn't attend the funeral service, now did we?
Are you kidding?
See, if you don't know this thing, you ask questions, we'll tell you.
Yeah,
you
stop it.
No, but it's the truth now.
See, let me tell you
something. Marianne, we promise we will not get involved with it.
Let me tell you something. It is something confirmed.
Confirmed by what?
Tupac himself.
Told stretch now.
He knows that she's not
so
dead.
So Tupac confirmed to you that she's not dead?
I can show you a message. A WhatsApp message.
WhatsApp is not about Esha.
I can show you a message. It was
at this point, I feel like if you keep trying to make
this is a disclaimer, guys.
Just let it go.
The people who are speaking are not normal.
So, okay, who is actually normal in the first place? Biggie Smalls, Tupac, Amara Shakur.
Did you even mention Michael Jackson?
That one I have call evidence.
Marianne.
He made a call.
Please.
So how can you make a call when you are dead? So let's just leave this aside. This is a story for another day. That what I know is what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Uh-huh. The only thing I don't have is video.
Stretch, we support you.
No, you don't need to support
me. You don't need that support.
It's something I'm sure of.
Marianne and I, we have your...
Funny thing is, I wouldn't have believed him if he didn't show me the stuff. Have believed him.
Drink water. Both of you, drink water.
Show them the status that he posted yesterday.
How can you be dead and update your status?
Oh.
He's going under another... Monica, there's another name, but we know who we're talking to.
Mm. Okay.
When a number changes on WhatsApp, you will know.
Okay. Just like power change hands or something like that. Yeah.
So let's go to the music. You're laughing at yourself, not me.
Wahaller. Anyway, still 99.3 Nigeria Info, 40 minutes come past 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anacone. He's Stretch, the crazy one. Anyway, we're going to be talking about body parts. I know it sounds a bit too raunchy for the morning show, is it? But that's not, don't come out your mind from the gutter. That's not what we're talking about. As a human being, there's one part of you that you love the most, you admire the most. There's that part of you that you're like, hey, this one girl gave me all his heart. Me, I'm laughing with my own.
It could be your height. It could be your complexion.
It could be your nails.
It could be your eyes.
It could be your lips.
It could be any part of your body.
It could be my nose.
Yeah. Which part do you actually want to change?
I think I like Nancy's nose.
I like your nose too.
She didn't mean she like her nose back.
I like it.
No, my funny nose. Thank you and God bless.
It's cute.
Okay.
All right. So most people say, if only I had if my ears were bigger. If you go mold yourself, what would you do?
If only I'm a bit taller.
Yeah, that's why we have
Stretch has nice eyes.
That's why you have heels now.
I think my eyes are my most...
Yeah, he does have.
Aww.
He does have, rather. Sorry.
Abaya.
Modest.
Very cute eyes.
Okay.
Look at him blushing.
Who's blushing?
You.
Jero. Do black people blush? Blush up. Yeah. Oh, Jare, let's ask the equation. So if you check yourself out, if it's something that you need to, you know, if there are parts of the body you want to code it, is daytime radio. We need to be on air on Monday. All right? So be careful what you say. All right?
If you don't want to make me lose our words today.
If you love us.
Help us.
Before you carry us, go where we know. All right?
Help me.
So we have phone lines 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you could remold, redo, change any part of your body, what part will it be? Which part are you going to leave the way it is? You want to be taller? You would have liked to be shorter? You want to be lighter? You would have liked to lose weight? This is the only time you probably want to say, let me lose 60 kg.
I'm still losing the weight. I need to lose more weight.
Do you lose your mind? I don't know what else.
I just disappear.
Want to vanish.
She walks out every day.
She walks out of me. She walks out of me. Yes, she leaves the studio. What do you mean?
No, but on a serious note, I want to lose weight.
Okay.
Okay.
You look good.
Bravo. All right, so let's know what, if you're a female, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. You can send us a WhatsApp message too. But please, when you call, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah. We need that energy.
Yes, give us the energy.
All right, let's go. Please turn off your radio when you call us so that we don't get any feedback, because that's how the conversation will flow. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hey, well, that's not how the conversation will flow now. Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
About
time.
Oh, give me 30 seconds to stand off, my own stand off.
No.
You get me stand off, baby. Me stand off. I ain't tripping in a radio.
Give me 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, man.
Give me 30 seconds.
It will not happen.
Okay. Go on. My own body part is my nose.
Your nose is too big.
My two nose. One side is 3 inches wide. Another one is 3 inches wide.
So your nose is not your favorite body part. So you don't like your nose.
Not because I want to follow me this time. Yes. Because I want to an excellence. Philanthropist and philanthropism.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Nostradamus.
The energy.
Thank you. All right, let's go. Let's get another caller.
Yeah, just a handful.
Otale.
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay!
Stretch to life.
Basarun.
My name is Ike.
Ike, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm calling from Lekki.
All right, Ike.
I just got to say hi.
Aww,
so nice of you. Hi.
Ike, what's your favorite body part?
My favorite what?
Body
favorite part.
Favorite part
of your body that you love the most.
Your eyes, your nose.
I think it's my nose.
Your nose.
Nice.
You have a Ibo nose.
And including my lips.
Uncle be going now. All these girls are now, hi. What's all this?
Look at them kissing the mic.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just lie. Hey. Sorry, call us back, okay? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yay!
Stretch to life. Good morning.
Good morning, my people. How are you?
We're good.
Very good.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Patrick, calling from Moe.
All right, Patrick.
Okay. So if I have the opportunity to change any of my body part right now, it will be that stuff below.
Okay. That's your knee. Okay, thank you.
Okay, is it your belly?
Yes, your belly button.
I think it's his belly. You know that some people have one pack.
Yes.
One pack.
Amusement park.
Hello, good morning. What's up?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life. Good morning.
My name is Promise. First time caller.
All right, so tell us.
My favorite body part, I think, is my right leg.
Okay.
Are you a footballer?
Yes, I'm a footballer.
I could tell immediately. Nice.
And some part of my right leg grows white hair, like in a special place. I thought it was maybe a mistake. I put it off and it continues to grow white hair in that particular spot. So
it might just be that's where the magic is, and that's why you're good with your right.
Or maybe your right leg is longer than the rest of your body.
Wow, just wow.
No, it's just okay.
All right.
You guys have been a nice job. Thank you,
right, Bobby, for calling. He has gray hair on his right leg. That's his favorite leg for playing football.
So maybe the leg came out before the rest of his body.
No, I think it's just a special spot.
His leg is older than the rest
of
his body.
It's a sugar spot. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Oh,
my name is Henry.
Okay.
I'm meeting you from Nigeria.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry, go ahead. Yes. What's your favorite body part and why?
Oh, is that one very big, long?
Okay.
These people want to. What's even wrong with all of this?
Well, we begged you.
What? No, I'm not. We
said apples.
What's
apples.
All this? I beg you.
People have dimples. People have what they call
okmo.
This?
Okmo. Okmo. Ori. Mm. That's the front pass.
Forehead gang.
They're budded. People are budded.
Some people have Marianne, is it true that girls
Akpobi.
Girls with forehead very, very stubborn. Is that true?
Yes.
Why? They said so now. So some girls don't have forehead.
Like, you know, like with the pronounced extended, forehead. Extended
no,
forehead.
That's because they have a lot of brain.
Stretch. Yeah, wisdom.
Brain. Apologetic body. Too much brain in the forehead. Yes. Yeah, sharp girls.
Sorry.
I don't have forehead. Why are you sorrying me?
You made it look like everybody was attacking you. I had to just. Women supporting me.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I will kill this girl. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Chama. I'm calling from K2.
Chama, okay. Baby.
Chama Jesus.
Chama. Chama.
Chama, baby.
First time caller.
First time caller.
You deserve this for that.
Okay. Chichi, what's your favorite body part and why?
My legs.
Hey! Hot leg, baby!
Chichi, tell us, you have bow leg.
What's up?
No, little, very straight.
Hey! I'm finished.
Wait. Chichi, are you yellow?
Chocolate.
Hey! Chocolate, Papa. Hey!
Anything you say, we say.
Baby, yeah, peke. Like my. Hey!
So wait. So you have feet under the leg.
What?
You have feet under the leg. Nice feet, right?
Yes.
Hey! Chama, baby. Hey, let us sing special number. Chama, me. Chama. Chama, me. Chama.
Come on,
we love you.
What's up, Lagos Choir? Very good.
Okay, the ridiculousness that happens here, we have to go for a break.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
To life.
All right, welcome back from that break. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Anna Cohn.
My name is Stretch and she is Fancy Nancy.
Lagos, what's up?
All right,
I like how she says her name with her eyes closed. Fancy Nancy, like,
yeah,
it's
in my feelings.
Okay. Can we go to the messages now? Thank you. All right, we have messages here to read. This one says, I would love to have these tribal marks on my face completely wiped off.
Aww.
I don't like it.
I feel you.
His name is Muhyiddin. Muhyiddin, don't worry. We love you the way you are. You know that, right?
Yeah.
But if you can do something about it. All right, what's up, Lagos? I love my stature. Every year young, I look way younger than my age. Belu,
yes, girls. Oh, sorry. Yes, man. Team young forever.
Yeah.
I know, right?
What's up, Lagos Stretch? Please, what part of the country are you from? This one, you speak Igbo like an Igbo man, Yoruba like a Yoruba man.
He's a proper Nigerian. Well-rounded Nigerian. That's all you need to know.
When you say rounded, you think I have a pot belly.
It hits
belly.
Me too.
All right, you do, darling. You do.
I don't have a pot belly.
Yes, you do.
Don't worry.
Well, my best body part is my chin because I grew hair there. On Miami from Ikorodu. Okay. On Miami. Thank you. All right, this one. My favorite part of my body is the shape of my face. Slim and long. Ima from Shomolu.
Ma, let's exchange face, please.
Ima. All right, do we have another one? I think the messages are, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. I'm Marianne and Stretch and Fancy Nancy.
Hello.
In the building, TGIF, LMAO, Lamao.
Limao.
Limao. People actually say that. If you ever say Limao or LOL, I will conk you.
I'm gonna look at God. You like Joker.
People actually say that. Oh, yeah. Limao.
Limao.
It's not like that, please.
Laugh my beep. Yeah.
All right, Omo, my favorite body part is my eye, because now waiting I take the look woman.
Opala eye, not be open eye.
I beg, make nobody can't use my eye play. It's so essential to me. Black diamond from Ijora. Black diamond, then go leave your eye for you, nothing. What's up, Lagos? My favorite body part is my hair. But if I'll have the opportunity to make some adjustment to myself, I'll add some improvement to my height. Am I from Victoria? Is that everybody called Emma is? All right. What's up, Lagos? If I have any chance to change my body part, is my ear. Alex from Ikeja. All right. Another one here says...
Ear. Well, what is it like? Like Will Smith?
I have like the Bugs Bunny ears too. It's very,
you do?
Embarrassing. You
thank God for wigs.
Thank God for wigs.
All right. What's up, Lagos?
I like it.
I like every part of me, but if I could change any part, it is my forehead. You see, this is my forehead there. It's hereditary. My sister just gathered courage to flaunt hers recently. Before now, you never catch her packing her hair backwards or making ponytail or anything like that.
Wow.
My brother's kids now have the same forehead. Oh. Me too now. My daughter has the forehead. Daddy. You do this one, no? EJ from a jaw. Okay. All right. Okay. Hello, Stretcher Marian. And Eyene Kami. I'm Caesar from Obio Atayan. Yeah, he wrote it here. Atayan.
Atayan, that's the real, he's the real child
of
the
Atayan, yes. You see it. So I go straight in the message. Wait a second, Stretch. Which one are you now voting people of when they try telling you, okay, does it mean that those parts aren't on their bodies? Because all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. Some go with the body part. My best body part, don't stretch me, Stretch. My best body part is my lips. It's awesome and soft.
How
ask
can you
my
tell?
Girls. He said, I should ask his guest, Oga, if he let us remove our license, what do you gain? What's up, Lagos? I just want to encourage Comrade GKHQ to calm down, because his nose might still take him places in life, as nobody really knows tomorrow. How do you mean? He said, nobody knows tomorrow.
We used to have a colleague that once he steps into the room, we say, everybody, take all the oxygen, because he's going to take all that is remaining. Because his nose is funny.
Only God knows. What's up, Lagos? If I am to get rid of any part of my body, it's my fingernails and toenails. They look small, even for my age. He it's laughed out loud, bad. But I'm forever young. My friends refer to me as a vamp. Ike from Bagada. All right, what's up, Lagos? My favorite part, now my eyes and my head. Now follow come size. Then B, adjust the trip. Damien from Shogunle. I love my man. In a fire back to back. Daniel from Akwanga, Nasarawa State, via internet radio. Thank you for downloading the app and stay there with your man. All right, we have read all the messages. So we'll move on to the next segment. What?
Yes, let's talk about weddings. So there's this couple that decided that they were going to get married, but then they put out a caveat, and the caveat is that they don't want any.
Yeah, they don't want any
gifts
for their.
Yes, they want money.
Whoa! They made it. They told people that don't give us any gifts.
No,
just give us gifts. Monetize it.
Money.
Okay.
Money.
So what's the problem?
So people are saying, why do you tell us what to give you? Why do you have to even pick and choose? It's a wedding. It's our choice to decide, you know. But then you know that in other climes, if it's a baby's christening, there's that baby registry.
There's a registry, yes.
Same thing. There's a marriage registry where you get to, you know, pick and choose what you should give the... But then, of course, in Nigeria,
they bring you baby
nobody
back.
Sends you,
they bring you baby
and that marriage
back
registry.
And coolers.
But let me just quickly just, you know, give some context to this. So this couple said, in fact, they started going viral because they requested cash only as a wedding gift so they can afford a down payment on their new home.
Interesting.
They said, we don't want other gifts. And then people start saying, should we come and be, you know, putting money together to build new house for you? Now we send in our marriage. Mm-hmm. Why would you be telling us to give you only money? We'll give you what we have. If what I have is a kettle, plastic kettle, will you not take it?
Okay.
So people are asking, why must you use our money to do give down payment on your new house?
I think the couples are smart. That's a very smart thing to ask, because giving them money will help them take care of a lot of important things to them. You giving them baby baths and coolers and blenders and stuff, it might not be important to them at that time. Okay. Right? So if you give them money, they take care of what's important to them. It's their wedding. You don't have to come.
Ouch.
You don't have to.
Wow.
It's their wedding. If you're coming for their wedding, then give them what they want.
Okay.
Make them happy.
So are you getting married because you want stuff?
You were going to give me a gift after all.
No, but are you getting married because you want money?
Or you want people to come and celebrate?
So
you're inviting me, you're giving me food because you want to take my money. You want to find your way into my purse.
That's not it.
Is that the idea?
Ladies,
the bedrock of that conversation was, you're coming for my wedding, please don't give me a gift. Monetize it instead.
Okay.
Why do you even have to talk about the gifts? What if I don't even have a gift to give
then
you?
Then don't give.
Thank you.
Because it's like, if you're going to give me a gift, I would prefer money.
Thank you.
And who told you that you can pick and choose?
It's my wedding. Come on.
Is it your money?
That's why people
don't say, come now.
No, you can't tell me not to come. I want to come. The highest thing you tell me to do when I come is that I shouldn't come and give you
cooler
what you don't want. You want me to come and give you money. Yeah, that's what you want. When I come to your wedding, you say I should not come. I must come to your wedding because I want to come.
Why?
Because I want to come.
You're uninvited.
I feel like coming to your wedding.
But you're uninvited.
How? I have an invitation. That's why I know your wedding.
If I don't get a lot from you, they said the wedding is on the 15th. So, if I don't get a lot from you on the 12th.
What if your money gift is what will allow you access into the wedding venue?
No, I like that too.
Then I won't be. Then that's
show me
compelling.
A lot before you come.
That's compelling. That's
show me a lot before you come.
That's extremely compelling.
But stretch, what's the difference between what they're saying now and the compelling that you're talking about? They're compelling you. They're saying,
they're not compelling you.
I do not want any gifts. Give me money. I want to put down a payment for my new home.
You don't have to give anything.
But if you don't get it at the get a lot, don't enter. That's compelling.
That's compelling.
What type of thing?
But if you're coming, don't bring me a gift. Just monetize it.
And what about those who say, no problem, I will give you money now. They reach, they give you 1K.
It's something.
It's money.
It's something. At least it will help to buy the pen you used to sign the documentation for the house.
So if you want, but you see, it also defeats the people don't want to be bottled.
Yeah.
Some people have some things in their house that they want, okay, we can give this couple this. They will need this blender.
Mm.
They will need this washing machine. They will need this stuff. Some of them might not even have to buy those things they're giving as gifts. But when you say, don't buy me anything, just give me money, it's like restrictive. You're making me do that. But if you look at it from the side of the wedding, the people getting married, it is convenient.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get gifts and you don't even want those gifts.
Bro, so
you can't even.
You have a room full of stuff that you don't need.
But Marianne, you know, it's kind of similar to the registry stuff, because the couple, I think they get to pick the store where they want these gifts from. So it's coming from a particular store. So it's kind of the same thing, because these people are saying, don't bring me this, just give me the money. Like the other couples, the registry thing saying, oh, go to this store and get stuff from this particular store. So I think they're both on the same page.
Lagos, we want to bring you in onto this conversation. So these guys, this couple have been going viral because of their very odd requests. They're saying, we want you to come to the wedding, but we do not want any gifts. We want money because we need a down payment on our new home. So keep your gifts, but bring your money. What is wrong with this request? 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If Stretch or me or Nancy want to get married, and we say that the only way that you can be at our wedding is that when you come, please don't bring any other gift. Just bring money. Money. Envelope it and bring it. Or you send me bring a lot as my wedding gifts, but I don't want any gifts. How would you feel?
Is it right? Do you think it's right?
Yes.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry, call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just live.
Yeah. What's your name?
Just live. My name is Udoka.
Udoka, okay.
Udoka, go ahead. What's wrong with this request? Is there anything wrong with what they're asking for?
You're well. There's nothing wrong, give and take. But for me, if you are inviting me for your wedding, I don't give gifts. Neither do I give money. I'm coming to eat and drink and go.
I like you. Life. Life.
That is the kind of person I am. If you are inviting me for a wedding, you don't have to tell me to bring gift or to bring money for you. Mm-hmm. You are inviting me to come and be a witness.
Hmm.
And for me to take time and come to be a witness
is
in
a
your
sacrifice.
Wedding, what you have to give me is give me food and give me drink.
Hmm.
Ha.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, shout out. Udoka, well done. Udoka says celebration. You invite me for celebration. You did not say you want to do taxi.
Yes.
So I'm coming for celebration. Give me food,
give
and,
me food
drink.
And drink.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
You talk everything finished. All right. Good morning. What's your name?
Now, make I chop everything myself.
Yes.
What's your name?
So I don't feel any. My name is Opayemi. I'm on the road anyway.
Oh, okay.
Opayemi.
I don't see. I'm not using my. I'm using Antri.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with that. The only thing would have been okay. They shouldn't have disclosed what they want to use the money for.
Okay.
But however, if you were going to give me a gift. I mean, I like the gift that you're giving me.
But I like the money.
Just give me the money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, like, you do this kind of thing.
I will do it.
Mojadie, Mojadie, Umashen on me.
Umashen.
Adagi for you.
Well done, Okay, I mean. Well
thank
done.
You, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Good morning. Yeah, what's your name?
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
This is Mercy calling from Ikorodu.
Mercy.
You people should have mercy on me.
Mercy.
Mercy, Friday. Don't relax now. It is okay.
Well, I'm relaxing. I'm still relaxing. Relax. But I don't know.
Ta Friday. Relax.
Ta Friday. Nah.
Edim mage me. Just calm down.
Okay. So back to the matter.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dog guy. That guy is a funny guy. So you are not inviting him for money or anything.
Yes, nah.
He's coming to
I'm on his own side though.
Hey, mess mm-hmm. you.
He's not the couple who tell me that what I will bring for them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The important thing is for me to come and eat first and drink. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mercy, that is you are drinking. Is it not money that bought
it? In the occasion, I want to know what to do. If
when you get there,
and drink is to my satisfaction, then I will go to my car.
Mercy, so you carry empty belly go to the wedding.
Mercy doesn't have mercy.
My car. If it's gift, if it's envelope, I will now package and return back to my seat and go and see them.
Okay.
Thank you, Mercy.
Thank you,
Mercy. She doesn't have mercy.
So what if the food is not tasty?
She will give you.
They didn't serve you
nothing. They won't get anything.
So I go to the wedding. I'll carry money in my pocket, and they'll be serving. I say, "You've not served yet. Not served yet." They will serve everybody. That's still gonna give them money for what? For what?
But it's the love of God that you have in your heart, baby.
You remember that line, that Ketra, you be not be God. What Jimmy Rice is finished.
Ketra, you ain't Ketra. You're not God.
Nah, just rice. Ordinary rice.
Ordinary rice.
Now they tell me say, "One send me rice with egg." The person go save your life with egg. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's this?
Is everything okay?
What's this, sir? Excuse me, sir.
I am an accountant.
Excuse me. Stop it.
I am an accountant.
Yeah, doing well.
Doing well, though.
Okay.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Trust me.
I will just give them the money. I will just say, okay, do transfer for them.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll go to the wedding and go and eat rice.
You will give them the money?
Yes.
Okay.
So any amount, if they can count 10 million, 5 million, 1 billion, I will give them.
When you wake up, call us.
He's not an accountant.
1 billion, Bawu.
He's not an accountant. He's a generous fellow.
1 billion monopoly money. The money in the monopoly. That monopoly money. That's the one.
Very generous fellow.
Is he how? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Yes,
what's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
Cheers to life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Esquire. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ramsey.
Ramsey. Hi, Ramsey. Esquire. Esquire. Were you in the choir?
So, Ramsey, tell us, where do you stand on this matter?
You know, this is, I think this is just Nigerian or African culture. Because
can I shock you? These guys are Americans.
Well, they are Americans
with African blood
that drank Nigerian water. and then the truth of the matter is, like the one of the callers said, they did not to disclose. Hello.
What they want to use the money for?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then I won't blame them. And then another thing there, Stretch, is this, that it also depends on your guests.
Okay.
If I'm inviting you, I'm inviting Nancy, I'm inviting Mercy, I don't think I should be expecting you to come to my wedding with blender and buckets.
Yeah.
You know? So
how do you know, sir? What if that's what my money can afford? Why are you talking like this, sir? Do you not know how the economy is?
I will defend
all this.
The country is bad now. But
if I can only afford blender
or packer
or juicer,
or
can you not take it in there? You know, I understand where I'm coming from.
He has looked at Stretch with his big eyes.
I'll take it for my food chest and sell it at Aswani.
Now you're talking, sir.
There's no way Stretch is coming with a blender.
All right, no way.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Stretch will even come with a...
Stretch, you won't do that.
Stretch will come with a... What's the name called? That's the guy mix pandedia. Yam panda.
Stretch, okay, so
I've never actually gone to a wedding with elaborate things like that. It's either money or
That's my guy. You see, I know him like that.
So going to a place, imagine going to a wedding, you've not received, you're carrying gifts. You're carrying a printer.
But they never sent me.
See, I'll carry this gift, I'll go home.
InfoGirl is here. We've got some messages from InfoGirl, but not yet because... Okay, well, let's take that message.
Informer. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to
Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. Yes, we are in Lagos, the center of excellence.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, it's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria in for 38 minutes gone past 11 o'clock hour, and we're still talking about this couple that went viral because they asked all the people they were inviting to their wedding to bring them no gift but money. Why were they trending? Because they said they want money for the down payment on their new home. Instead of you bringing a gift that, you know, they might find very hard to sell off. But then, of course, people are saying, why would you tell us what to give you on your wedding day? Why would you even ask us to give you money? What if we do not have money? Is it your money? Is it your money? And some guests, some of our callers have said, you know what? You're inviting me to a wedding. It means I'm coming to eat rice. Rice and stew, very plenty. Why are you asking me to bring gift? What's all that? Some other people are saying, well, it's a good thing. Like Nancy saying that smart move. No need for all the plastic pails.
Absolutely.
Plastic.
Absolutely.
I've seen all kinds of wedding gifts. And baby bats, they can be like 10.
Yes. Blue, purple, green. Then packer, dustbin. Please, let me go into the messages here. What's up, Lagos? See, there is nothing wrong in requesting the gift. That gifts should be monetized. However, it should be conditional, i.e., if any invitee decides to come with a gift, the only thing wrong with it is stating the purpose they need the money for. It puts an odd light on the couple. Your name is Kachichima from Festa. Kachichi.
So if I say I want money, but I'm not going to tell you what you want to.
Yes, leave it like that. Don't tell me like I'm the one going to rent out for you.
It makes the begging a bit
difficult. Yeah, you're being more beggarly. All right. Hi, Nigeria Info. Money has its place and gifts have its place in a function for celebration of sorts. They are two different things. Telling people alone about your wedding, some will give you money immediately to support you and still come with gifts. You can't own a shop and decide that your customers will buy in the shop. Okay, makes sense. Good analogy. Again, it's pretty hard to give money because I can use plenty foil,
paper to wrap, say, average plastic like bucket for 1,000. And people will think it's something else that's expensive, wow. You know? Collins.
You're evil.
From Lagos. Collins, and I type person they are doing these things for. What's up, Lagos? I attended one last month. Same thing was passed beneath the ivy. I kukuma no disturb myself. I go chop, go out. Even cameraman capture me, say, I show for event. Brother, Sakpa day, hunger day. Most people, they wash and reset belly for sumptuous meals out there. IK from Bagada. All right, someone says, nothing is wrong, go. It's simple. If you must give me something, monetize it. Mm-hmm. We already have all you think we need except for a house. Mm-hmm. Every December at Chilo in Living Faith Church, they always announce that members should convert all gifts to cash or check. Maybe these couples are members of FFC. Daniel from Kwanga, Nasarawa State. Daniel, you're busting Lagos from that place. What's up, Lagos? Good morning. There is nothing wrong with the request. I myself prefer cash since I have enough things at home, cooking utensils inclusive. I'm enjoying your program. Both of you are too much. Have a great
thank
weekend.
You,
Nelson
thank
from
thank
Shogule.
You.
All right, this says, what's up, Lagos? Not everyone that came to wedding can bring gift to. People yes. that bring gifts at least 40%. Those couples should
that
not.
That 40% is too much, say.
They should not do past themselves. Cut your coat according to your size.
Yes.
No do excess wedding plan for your marriage or not wedding. Boom. From Sululele. All right, this says, long one. Okay, what's up, Lagos? A gift is given in accordance to what one has. I don't think it's proper to dictate to people what they should give you as a gift. Like Stretch rightly mentioned, most people might not need to buy the things. It might be what they have already. I think they should just sell off whatever gift people bring and use the money however they want. If I was planning to attend the wedding and you make such statement, both cash or blender, nothing for you. My name is Humphrey. Humphrey, don't be hard.
That's stressful for them to start selling their gifts. So, like, you're giving them extra
I
work.
Buy it, that kind of bell you have. Ring it first. Buy your gift.
You're evil.
All right. But,
okay, we have some messages. We'll quickly do that and then come back to the phone line.
Girl, you mean us to do?
Yes, now. Back to back.
The phone lines are open, but then, Info Girl.
Hit after hit.
Back to back. I'm your favorite alarm clock. I just came to remind you. Friendly reminder. Use your MasterCard at participating outlets and enjoy a curated drink experience and other exclusive offers. You're asking what? I've said it before now, but just in case this is your first time to hear this one. Is Cocktail Wico 14th of this month to 22nd of this month, courtesy of MasterCard. You get to create more priceless moments with mixology at its finest and signature cocktails specially curated for you at the best bars and restaurants in Lagos. Now, if you want more details on participating restaurants and bars, visit www.lagoscocktailweek.com. So when next you're out, please be asking, if you go out next time, ask for MasterCard cocktail menu. Pay without your MasterCard and then look for me and thank me. You get.
Check your time is 11:43, and we will want you to be part of this conversation. 0700-993-993-993, or if you're a lady, those I think will not call much. 01465-7190, 01465-7190, or 0700-993-993-993. Is it right? Is it wrong? Or is it just okay?
Exactly. And we're asking that question to you. Now, where they go wedding? Every Saturday, Lagos roads are clogged. Everybody, they go wedding. Mm-hmm. What do you call it in Yoruba? Whatever.
Say wedding.
Mm.
They are going to marry.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Stanley, calling you from Ikoyi.
All right, Stanley, go ahead now.
If I'm to be the one, you know, something that is called gift is not what someone is supposed to know about because you're giving the person willingly from your heart.
So for someone to detect exactly what the person wants as gift, it's actually not really okay. I think that Africa has a culture. But if you choose to do it that way, that means you're limiting the number of persons that are going to attend your event. And basically, the way the situation, let me use Nigeria for instance, from the situation of the economy, people who want to attend your event, you know, to enjoy themselves, then give you something willingly from their heart. But if you decide there is money you want, that means you're going to cut the number of persons that will attend your event. But if I'm the one, I will not attend at all because you've detected what you want. I want to give you something, but you've detected it. I will not attend at all.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
So he's saying this might be just a big deterrent for lots of people who would ordinarily want to be at that wedding. But because you're already saying, this is what I want. If you must come, bring me money. Please don't bring me any other gift. I'm just looking at you like, why are you so cocky? But fancy Nancy.
Yeah, I really don't think, from the conversation, I really don't think this couple made that statement from an arrogant standpoint. Because when they said, please monetize what you want to give to us because we want to, you know, buy a house. They didn't just say, send us money. If they had just left it at that, it would seem a bit arrogant. But they said, oh, please, send us money. This is why we want the money, because we're saving towards, you know, getting a house for ourselves, which I think is a fantastic wedding present for themselves, right? So they were not being arrogant when they started the conversation. They were not being, oh, you must give us money. They were like, oh, please, instead of giving us gifts, give us money because we want to buy a house, which I think their friends and loved ones should applaud them for doing.
Okay. Thank you.
He's like, you want to say something. Why are you angry? Why so angry?
No, I'm just wondering that by the time they contribute money, it's public house, they'll not say, we got you this house.
No, I don't think so.
It's my money that built this house. Why would I be knocking on your gates for 1 hour? Nobody has come to open the gate.
Contributed.
What does that mean? Is it not my money that you ask me gladly for money at the wedding?
What kind of friends do you have?
No, you have built this house. You don't want me to.
Your friends are coming for the wedding. They're the ones contributing, right?
If that's the reason.
Like my friend Stretch wouldn't do that to me. He would be so happy. He'll think I'm such a smart bride for asking, like, oh my god, like, you're learning from me.
But this is Nigeria.
It doesn't matter. Same thing. It doesn't matter.
But really speaking, yeah, if that can be a consideration that they're going to be saying they build the house for me. Is it your 200,000 that build the house?
I don't want to know.
Is it your 50K that
But you took
house?
My money, didn't you?
You gave.
Did you not you to take my money?
Come and take your 50K.
You insisted that I had to take
refund. Take your money.
The money has appreciated.
Broke ass.
What? Yes. The money has been appreciated. Appreciated.
I wouldn't have friends like that.
No, but you see, that's the thing. When people contribute towards a thing that you have made it their cause, you give them a reason to say stuff like
I
that.
Think my point exactly.
What kind of friends do you have, Mary?
But really speaking,
it's not about friends.
My friends wouldn't say that to me.
But really speaking, I think you have a point, but I don't think you should tell them what you want that for. Just tell them, don't give me gifts, give me cash.
That's, if you say that, people would say, like, you're being arrogant. Like, why should you tell me to give you cash?
No, because we don't
what
want
you to use it
we
for.
We have everything in the house.
Okay, we don't have space to store anything.
Yes, there's no space to do this. We're going to move into a small place. We want to start gently. We want to start small. Moving into a self-contained. So, bringing all those gifts, where will we keep them? Thank you so much. We know you have gifts for us, but please, let's just monetize it. I can keep that in the bank.
That's classic. And money can be in the bank. Yes, let's go to the phone lines. The women are calling on this one. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah. Stretch
to life.
Good morning.
Chioma,
first time caller.
Chioma! Welcome.
Chioma
number two.
This is our second Chioma.
So, for the issue, I think it's their choice. Their choice. So, even when I did my wedding, Reverend Father that is anchoring the wedding. So there is food we're supposed to give them. So the Reverend Father was saying, if you people are not bring the food, just monetize it. So it's their choice, yeah. I support them.
Okay. Thank you, Choma.
But the only thing is, some people, as they mention money, some people might, maybe they want to buy this freezer. Because of that, maybe this is like 100,000, they might cost it.
To 30K. Is that your baby, Choma?
Yes.
Hey. Choma kiss baby for us.
Yes.
Thank you. I love babies.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take one last call. And then, of course, Info Girl is right here again. Worry not. What was it? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, so good what's your name, morning. Sir?
Yeah, this is Garba calling from Sule.
Garba Esquire. Go ahead, Garba.
Go ahead.
Wow, for me, that one isn't a bad idea. Okay. Because they may have some challenges. So it isn't a bad idea.
Okay.
So, all right. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Garba. He thinks it's not a bad idea. They might need the money for the house, and that's the only way they can
pay
raise the money.
Debts. Pay for the hall.
All right, Info Girl, give us that message before we say our goodbye.
Yes. So I'm just here. Your friendly alarm clock is still here. You know, when I was a child in my primary school, we had this reader that they used to say, "Today is Friday. Edet and his brothers are eating chicken and rice." This could be you, but your own will be, "Today is Friday. Tunde and his friends are chilling in one restaurant and one exotic bar in this Lagos using their MasterCard to do what? To experience something amazing." MasterCard is telling you that this week is cocktail week, starting today 14th to the 22nd of October. Now, you'll get to create more priceless moments with Mixology at its finest. Signature cocktails just for you and your friends, but at the best bars and restaurants in Lagos. All you have to do is please visit www.lagoscocktailweek.com so that you can get to find out participating restaurants and bars, because not all the restaurants and bars are participating in this, okay? So when next you go out, ask for the MasterCard cocktail menu, please, and pay with your MasterCard, and then come back and thank me. I've been telling you this thing since
And unfortunately, as this conversation this week, the go, and it's still time to tell us, say, you get to go.
Yes, we got to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, my name is Mary Ann Duke O'Cone. I've loved every single moment I've had with you from Monday right until today. I don't want to go, but I have to go. You know, everything that has a beginning must have an end. I love you, Lagos. See you on Monday. We promise.
We will be back.
All
right, my name is Stretch, Stretch. See me on Instagram, Stretch Original. On Twitter, Stretch Cool. And the lady with us in the studio is...
It's Fancy Nancy Lagos. All
right.
Hala.
All right. We'll be back on Monday. Take care. Keep it locked right here. If you touch that dial.
Yes, so many things are going to go on. Anyway, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. And make sure that you look for Mary Ann Duke O'Cone everywhere else. Love you, Lagos.